Good morning. Fracking is now officially banned in New York State. This is the result of a 7-year environmental and health review which drew more than 260,000 public comments. Most of the comments urged the Department of Environmental Conservation to ban or severely limit fracking. Findings say the risks of hydraulic fracking substantially outweigh any potential economic benefits. Joe Martin is New York State's Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner. He issued a statement which said, after years of exhaustive research and examination of the science and facts, prohibiting high-volume hydraulic fracturing is the only reasonable alternative. He goes on to say about fracking that it poses significant adverse impacts to land, air, water, natural resources, and potentially significant public health impacts that cannot be adequately mitigated. Drilling proponents said the decision was based on politics rather than on science, while environmental groups praised the ban.
We have an option to have a historic rent freeze in the city of New York.
Last night in New York City, the Rent Guidelines Board voted to freeze rents on 1-year leases for tenants in rent-stabilized apartments. This was the first time in history the board decided to freeze rents. The board voted to increase rents on 2-year leases by 2%. There are more than 1 million rent-stabilized apartments in the city. Last year, the board voted to raise rents by 1% on 1-year leases and 2.75% on 2-year leases. The board has 9 members. 2 represent tenants, 2 represent owners, and 5 are members of the public. An owner representative who voted against the proposal called it myopic. The Fast Food Wage Board met again in Albany on Monday to consider minimum wage increases for New York's fast food workers. The 3-member board said wages should rise, though they haven't immediately determined how high and when. The wage board has heard from hundreds of workers who say they struggle to pay ordinary living expenses such as rent, utility, and transportation at the current minimum, often with fluctuating and part-time work schedules. In other news, the New York City Council's Committee on Public Safety started out the week on Monday with a hearing on bills aimed at improving NYPD community relations. This follows a week where the City Council adopted a budget that adds 1,300 new positions within the NYPD. 2 pieces of legislation comprise the Right to Know Act, the right to know who is stopping you and why, and the right to refuse a search without probable cause. At the hearing, NYPD Commissioner Bratton put forth the goal of restoring trust between the NYPD and the communities it polices. Brooklyn Councilmember Brad Lander, standing with Communities United for Police Reform at City Hall, said trust isn't a one-way street.
It's got to be a two-way street. And so these 2 very simple ideas, the simple idea that if you're stopped by a police officer and it's not an emergency situation, the officer introduces himself or herself, says why they're stopping you and what the reason is for the interaction. Well, what could be more simple? Obviously, the bill makes clear if it is an emergency, if it's the middle of a crime being committed, those don't apply. But if you're a civilian walking down the street, and it doesn't matter whether you're Torres, Lander, or Williams, you get the right to know who's stopping you, who they are, and why. A simple basic courtesy, a long way to restore trust. And second, if a search is being conducted and that search requires your consent, that you have the right to know your consent is required.
Lander says the Right to Know Act will not hamstring the NYPD, but will strengthen community police relations. Co-sponsor of the legislation is Councilmember Richie Torres from the Bronx. He says Commissioner Bratton seems on board in theory with the Right to Know Act, but differs in how to go about these changes.
Yeah, the commissioner, I think the NYPD took a respectful and conciliatory tone, and he more or less said that he shares the goals of our legislation. And it's worth noting that our proposals for identification and consent to search were endorsed by the president's task force, consisting of law enforcement officials. And the commissioner said that he agrees with those recommendations, that he only disagrees with the process of implementing them. He believes that the reform should be implemented by the internal procedures of the NYPD's bureaucracy. I believe that the reform should be implemented through a transparent democratic process. That's why we have legislative bodies.
Co-sponsor of the Right to Know Act, Brooklyn Councilmember Antonio Reynoso, says what critics are saying is wrong.
Critics are claiming that we are introducing radical, crazy, lefty legislation that will blindfold police officers that will handcuff them. I think the PBA issued a statement claiming
sounds
that
familiar.
We lack the expertise. It sounds familiar, because these are familiar criticisms. But the reality is that the right to know actually consists of proposals that have been endorsed by a presidential task force of law enforcement officials.
Bratton's policy of broken windows policing means more contact, more encounters between police and civilians, according to Reynoso.
And all we want to do is say, in a world of broken windows policing, where you have more encounters, we want to make sure that those encounters are more transparent, more accountable, and more constitutional.
Makes sense to me.
Straightforward. Is that lefty? Is it radical?
No.
To think that as a civilian, I have a right to know who's stopping me? I have a right to know why I'm being stopped? I have a right to know that I have a constitutional right to decline a search that, without my consent, is unconstitutional? Is that radical?
No, it's not.
Now, the commissioner's claiming that, well, we share your goals, which is news to me, because that was very different from the impression that we've gotten from private meetings. But the commissioner said that we share your goals, but there is a different avenue. And I would argue that these kinds of changes should not be made through the bureaucratic processes of the NYPD. It should be made through the democratic process. We're elected representatives. We have the right to regulate the operations of city government.
That's right.
Reynoso says the NYPD is not special. It's not exempt from local law. With community members testifying for the Right to Know Act, Torres says the next step is to seek more input from the NYPD to build more support for the legislation and ultimately pass the bill. The Inspector General would have a role in monitoring compliance with the Right to Know Act. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.